challenge to try to dance behind them on the way in. Not with all those cameras on, anyway. Thank you, Anthony, for your friendship and your support. Jeffrey Sanchez is here as well. Thank you. Where are you, Rep? There he is. Rep Sanchez, thank you for being here. I appreciate it. To all the reverend clergy, everybody, thank you for coming out today. So, I want to spend the time that we have, most of it anyway, in some conversation. But first of all, I want to find out, who's here? How many of you are from Egypt? Anybody here from Egypt? Anybody here from Sudan? All right, Sudan. Who's here from Kenya? All right, who's here from Ethiopia? Who's here from Nigeria? All right, who's here from Cameroon? Who's here from Benin? That's all right. That's all right. Who's here from Togo? All right. Let's see now. Who's here from Ghana? All of the countries represented here. Wait a minute. I know there are a lot of Somalis here. Until I got to Somalia. Wait. I have a point I'm trying to make. Those are all the countries in Africa I have been to or lived in. I lived in Darfur and worked in Sudan. When I graduated from college, I lived in Kaduna in northern Nigeria, because there's some Nigerians here. I have hitchhiked and walked and ridden on boats of all kinds and trains of all kinds and taken some flights and done business and helped write laws as a professional in parts and corners of, I didn't mention Morocco. Anybody here from Morocco? Anyway, I love Africa. And I know you. And the point I'm trying to make is I see you. I know what you, some of the things that you experience. I know that you sometimes worry, those of you who are here, whether this community is your community. Whether this community understands and is trying to understand your cultural and other needs. I want you to know that I see you. I see you. I know that many of your needs are in common with families all over the Commonwealth from all kinds of backgrounds.